This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bullet by Arundhati Paul. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined that Make in India illustrates the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians to transform the nation into a manufacturing and innovation powerhouse. He reiterated the government's commitment to encouraging Make in India through all possible ways. Mr. Modi said that it is noteworthy how exports have risen in various sectors, capacities have been built, and thus the economy has been strengthened. He complimented all those who are tirelessly working to make this movement a success over the last decade. He added that India's strides in reforms will continue and together we will build an Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat. Sikkim State Commission for Women in collaboration with National Commission for Women, New Delhi, organized the 7th Rashtriya Poshan Maah, Importance of Nutrition, at the Conference Hall of the State Agricultural Management and Extension Training Institute in Gangtok yesterday. State Commission for Protection of Child Rights Chairperson Deepa Khatri, Social Welfare Inspectors from State Women and Child Development Department, members from self-help groups, Anganwadi workers and students from Sikkim Government's College of Nursing attended the function. Speaking on the occasion, Ms. Khatri urged the members of the SHGs and Anganwadi workers to play an active role in disseminating the importance of nutrition and Rashtriya Poshan Maah to the grassroots level to ensure that the benefits of the program reach those in need. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that state is the only state in the Northeast that has adopted Hindi as its lingua franca. He said for enhancing the quality of the language, it is but obvious that a regional center of the Kendriya Hindi Sansthan is established in Itanagar. The Chief Minister said this while attending the Silver Jubilee celebration of the Department of Hindi, Rajiv Gandhi University in Doimukh yesterday. He said that government of Arunachal Pradesh will provide a suitable plot of land for early establishment of a Kendriya Hindi Sansthan, Central Institute of Hindi, regional center in the state. The Sansthan, an autonomous organization under the Ministry of Education, Government of India with its headquarters at Agra, runs 8 regional centers, 3 of them in the northeast, vis-a-vis Guwahati, Shillong and Dimapur. In Meghalaya, in view of that some vendors and shopkeepers are selling cigarettes and other tobacco products to minors at marketplaces and within the proximity of educational institutions openly without any hindrance. The Deputy Commissioner of Rebhoy District of Meghalaya has issued notice to prohibit sale of cigarettes and other tobacco products to any person who is deemed as minor by law in commercial and marketplaces and in the area within a radius of 100 yards of any educational institution. All vendors and stall and shopkeepers where tobacco products are sold shall display a notice containing the warning, sale of cigarettes and other tobacco products to a person under the age of 18 years is strictly prohibited and is a punishable offence. In an extraordinary mountaineering achievement, a team from the National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports, NIMAS, Dirang in West Kameng district of Arunachal Pradesh has successfully scaled an unnamed and unclimbed peak in Gurichen range of Arunachal Pradesh Himalayas on Tawang West Kameng district. The 20,942 feet high peak has been named Sangyang Gyatso Peak in honor of His Holiness the 6th Dalai Lama Rinzen Sangyang Gyatso. This historic climb not only celebrates Arunachal Pradesh's rich cultural heritage but also positions the region as a key destination for mountaineering and adventure sports, attracting explorers and adventure enthusiasts from around the globe. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani. Shillong. Have a nice day.